very busy. Many important matters require a king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am
turn.
Your fingers or your
king doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
He's one,
but
your fingers or your tongue.
I am
the king. I'm telling mother.
Welcome to the Joffrey Podcast. My name is Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim. At Fit and Trim on Twitter. And with me, as always, is somebody who goes to church as frequently as Queen Cersei. It's Catfish. Catfish, how you doing?
I'm feeling very good. You know, like her, I've often have many shameful long walks to my car afterwards. After going to church, it's very tough. You can hit me up as always.
Always.
At CJGman67. Now, Bubba.
Yeah.
This is the seventh of our pregame podcast to celebrate season 7, which also has how many episodes?
7.
Oh my goodness, this makes complete perfect sense.
Triple sevens. Go to Vegas. Let's do this.
Bam.
Now, Catfish,
mm-hmm.
We are doing these special 7 episodes of the podcast, a countdown to season 7, because we wanted to get everybody back and ready for what I believe could be the best season of Game of Thrones yet.
Wow. Even though there's only 7 episodes, or maybe because there's only 7 episodes.
It's a tough call. As we talked about on previous podcasts, my favorite season of all time is season 1. I think it's the tightest, most cohesive. There are great moments in other seasons, but I think season 1 has been the strongest. I think season 7, because we have no choice, everybody's dead, these storylines have to come together. I think season 7 could be the greatest season yet.
Just like you, I like to look into the past. I'm always concerned with double P's.
Double P's.
Previous podcasts.
Oh, no.
And we have had some amazing pregame previous podcasts. Wow. We have got some great listeners who have given us some great feedback and also have been submitting themselves to the contest. We, as always, will be giving out amazing prizes to our listeners this year. A slight twist is that this year, instead of giving them all away at the end, we'll be giving away one per episode.
At least one per episode. We have so many prizes, we've still got to do the math and figure out how many we have to give away to get
so
rid
many.
Of
we'll still might have to give away a bunch at the end, depending on how many we give away throughout. But Bubba, a little bit different this year.
Yeah.
How you can submit yourself to win these fabulous prizes for free.
All you have to do.
Yeah, they're not even cash on delivery. We get them for you, and we send them off to you for free. This is all sponsored by our great sponsors. Insert sponsor here.
They're great. I use their products all the time.
Oh, my God.
I'm not just saying that because they're advertising, but because they're great.
My insert body part here feels totally different since using product mentioned.
So, all you have to do, if you want to be entered, and you can have multiple entries, how do you do it? If Catfish or I, on our Twitter accounts, tweet out a link to the latest The Joffrey Podcast episode with the hashtag Joffrey Podcast, you retweet that, that's one entry into the contest. Whoa, that's incredible. Or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/PPodcast. That's the word double, the single letter P podcast plural, facebook.com/PPodcast. We're going to put up a link there saying, hey, here's the new Joffrey podcast. If you share that Facebook post, that can be a second entry, and yet a third entry is even simpler maybe than that.
How simple is it?
All you do is you go to that aforementioned Facebook page, facebook.com/PPodcast, like the page, like Joffrey. That's yet another entry. This is incredible.
They're all great ways to do it because you're not just helping yourself. You're helping others find the Joffrey Podcast. And if you like the page, then you'll also get notifications of any time we post about any of the many podcasts that we do. In fact, Bubba, next week is a triple podcast week for the Double P Podcast Network.
Yeah, and that is triple podcast week, triple podcast night.
Exactly. All
Sunday
prestige shows
Sunday
and shows that think they're prestige shows now go on Sunday. So what do we have next week, Bubba?
Next week, on the 16th, we're going to be podcasting about the latest, greatest episode of Game of Thrones. It's episode 1 entitled Dragonstone. Jon Snow organizes the defense of the North. Cersei tries to even the odds. Daenerys comes home. So we're going to be podcasting about that and releasing it that night. But also, we're going to be going back to our other long-standing podcast about FX's incredibly prestige drama, The Strain.
Oh, The Strain. I could have sworn last year. Was it just a dream I had that the series ended last year?
Not so much as a dream as a hope.
I thought New York blew up. Aren't we done now?
Spoiler alert for people still catching up on The Strain, you spoiler. So, yeah, we're going to be doing the premiere episode of The Strain on our podcast entitled Got Your Milk, which is based off a couple lines in the premiere, very first episode of The Strain, which they kind of haven't gone back to since. So if you ever wonder why it's entitled Got Your Milk, you had to watch the first episode and then remember that small little detail.
Right. Spoiler alert is that the milk was completely given up on and now we've just gone back to the hard booze.
So we'll be doing that. Plus, we'll be continuing our coverage of Showtime's Twin Peaks, The Return.
Ooh.
With next week will be episode 10, just past the halfway point of Twin Peaks on our podcast.
Holy cow.
Entitled Twin Peaks, The Gifted and the Damned. Three great podcasts all in one night. We might go podcast silly by the time we record them all, so stay tuned for that. But Catfish, you were talking about these people who are helping us, joining the contest entries, joining what we're calling the Non-Unstraightener Club. And we have some great new members that we haven't given a shout out to recently. So who are they?
Let's do it. We've got user with a handle House of Black and White at Vala Magulis. We've got user fantasy giveaways at fantasy giveaway. We've got Bill at Bill Kava and Jeff at Jeff Perro.
Yeah.
I want to give a special shout out to Bill Kava because he went to the Con of Thrones and took a picture. He was wearing his special Joffrey a podcast t-shirt at the Con of Thrones. So he was out there doing the Lord, a.k.a. Joffrey's work.
Yes. Wonderful shout out to Bill Kava. That's once again at Bill Kava, K-A-H-V-A, as well as Jeff, who's at Jeff. And this is an interesting spelling. He's at J-E-P-H-P-E-R-R-O. And so they were great new members. They are entered into the contest. We're going to be giving away those prizes starting next week.
Holy cow. Already next week.
Now, Catfish.
Talk to me, Bubba.
This podcast is all about season 7. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. We're getting to it. What we're going to do is we're going to go through every single character we could think of.
Okay.
That's still alive on HBO's Game of Thrones.
That we know of.
And we're going to make a question. Straight up question predictions. Listeners, we want to hear from you on our Facebook page, facebook.com/OOP podcast. What do you think? But we're going to go down. We're going to decide, are they a triple S or a quadruple S?
Triple S?
Triple S is what we're going to call season 7 survivor.
Ooh.
So if you say they're a triple S, that means you think they're going to survive Game of Thrones season 7.
But then you also said quadruple S.
That's right. So quadruple S, Catfish, is if they're going to be a season 7 swan song.
Ooh.
Is this the end for them? Do they not make it out of season 7 alive? So, listeners, we want to know what you think. We're going to be hitting so many things, so many thoughts and ideas. We will say that in our podcast today that if Catfish or I call them a quadruple S, we're going to have to explain how we think they will perish. So at the end of the season, we'll be able to say, yay, we were right, or woe is me, we were wrong.
Oh, wow. Okay, so listeners, please take careful notes.
Many important matters require King's attention.
But before we get to that, Catfish.
Talk to me, Bubba.
IGN, that very popular website, did their list of the top 100 characters of Game of Thrones.
Okay, so who is number 2?
Great question, Catfish. We would all assume this is the Joffrey podcast. We know from the outrageous response we get to this podcast that His Grace King Joffrey must have been number 1.
Absolutely.
But there's this thing called clickbait where IGN went a different way. And so I want to see if you can guess who they would name the number 1 character of all of Game of Thrones, of their top 100 list. Let's see if you agree. But can you even guess? Who do you think they would have as number 1?
So you're saying there's the clickbait, so they're not putting Joffrey at number 1.
Yeah, that was your only clue I'm going to give you. Not Joffrey. Mm. So who do you think?
I'm going to say Hot Pie.
Hot Pie did make the top 100 list.
Yay!
But he wasn't even close to number 1. Catfish, I'm going to go out on a weirwood tree limb.
Okay.
And say you weren't actually being serious with your hot pie answer.
Well, weren't being serious when they didn't put Joffrey number one. So why are you making me be more serious than them?
I'll say touche to that.
Thank you.
How about if they're not going to be serious, how about we be serious? Who do you think they would list as their number one character of all of Game of Thrones?
Wow, the number one character of all of Game of Thrones. I am going to have to say my favorite character from the books, besides Joffrey, of course. And my favorite character from the books, just because he was so ridiculous and laughable, is Tyrion. Tyrion was my favorite character from the books because in the books,
yeah,
he was a little bit sharper than he is in the show.
Catfish, I've got bad news for you.
Uh-huh.
You predicted correctly.
Oh, wow.
They picked Tyrion Lannister, evil mm-hmm. Uncle Tyrion, mm-hmm. as the number one of the top 100 characters on HBO.
So according to IGN, he finally does measure up.
Apparently. When I thought about this and I thought who they might pick, Tyrion actually didn't come to my mind at all. And I think this is possibly the wrong choice for many reasons, but what did Tyrion even do in season 6? He waited around for Daenerys to show up. He tried to teach some people some jokes. He made a deal with the slavers that we debated an awful lot, but it really felt like it didn't matter whatever he did with the slavers because they reneged on it. Daenerys burnt everybody. Tyrion, you just swept up and along for the ride. So when somebody has a season like that where they kind of don't do anything, heck, what did he exactly even accomplish much in season 5 other than he got from point A, Pentos, to point B, Marines? So I have a real beef with that list.
Before you go into yours, let's just talk about this a little bit more. We do a lot of book bitching on this show.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that when I read the books, the reason why he was my favorite in the book, besides Joffrey, was because he was put in such a terrible position because of his standing in the family, the way he'd been treated, and yet he was able to use his smarts to survive and thrive. And he was an underdog that you could root for. He didn't do stupid things out of honor like Ned, where you could say, okay, well, that's honorable, but don't be so dumb. We live in the real world. He wasn't mopey. He had taken charge of his life and made his life better than his circumstances allowed. So that's why I thought he was a favorite in the book. So did you feel that way about him?
Well, I'm going to call you out here, though, Catfish. I could see that based on the first 3 books. Have you actually read the 4th and 5th books?
I started the 4th, but it bothered me so much. Mm-hmm.
Well, he isn't even in the 4th book now that I think about it. He's only in the 5th book. So did you read the 5th book?
No, I did not read the 5th book.
Okay, so I kind of feel like that ties to the TV show. This is a list based on the TV show. They have characters like Roz, who's a TV show invention. I could see you possibly going that way for Tyrion on the first 4 seasons of the show, even though based on the way they did the 3rd book, the 4th season really had Tyrion in a cell just sitting around waiting for most of the season. But I could still, after the 4th season, I would have not had such a huge problem with this, and I might have even thought of Tyrion as an option. But after these last 2 seasons, to suddenly have him be number one on the top characters list, that's kind of a shock.
Before we go into the show, just quick, from the books, who's your favorite character from the books? Because I'm just wondering if that kind of bled into the way IGN is looking at it. So just for you, who is your favorite character from the books?
Well, I am going to have to include that 4th and 5th book.
Then that's fine.
This is going to seem very odd, but my favorite character, let me go to POV characters because, you know, everybody has little fun side characters.
Right.
I would say my favorite POV character, or the one I wanted to hear more from, was either Arya or Bran. Arya, because I think George does a pretty darn good job writing her in her predicament, even though if you thought she kind of ran into some roadblocks in especially the 6th season of the show, it feels like Martin never intended to write this part of Arya's story in the 4th and 5th books, and so I could see somebody getting frustrated with her. Or the one I really wanted to hear more about, because it felt like we spent 3 books trying to get Bran to a spot. He gets there in the 5th book, and then we don't hear anything more. So I want more Bran. That's what I would want from The Winds of Winter, if and when it ever comes out. But probably, right, but not Arya. About probably Arya. Arya.
Okay. And I can see Arya. I remember liking Arya from the books. I certainly didn't feel a lot of, at least for as far as I read in the books, any sympathy for Sansa the way we've kind of have seen it in the show, and she's kind of come into her own.
Oh yeah.
But Arya, I can totally understand and see that.
Well, how about based on the show? I have to be honest. Based on the show, I thought it could be Cersei. I think Joffrey has taken some seasons off here. But right. I would say just based on the show as a whole, she's probably the character who's been in the most number of episodes, the actual most episodes, because you always have some where people take some off.
Right.
And I also think she's had the most because she's always been in King's Landing. Every season she's been in King's Landing, she's always, quote-unquote, felt in the center of the action. Or if you just want to go, okay, the Dragon Rider or the reborn Jon Snow, I could have seen them going for them. But if you honestly asked me, I would have gone with Cersei.
And for me, from the show itself,
yeah.
I could say Cersei, even though she's a villain, essentially. And I think we're looking for someone. When you think of, like, the number one person for the show, unless they're, like, the anti-hero for the show, you're thinking of someone different. So,
all right.
I mean, I guess from the show, even though we haven't seen him as much, I would say her brother.
Oh, yeah. Her brother lover.
Yeah, her brother. Her brother, Jaime.
No, he'd be good, too.
I could see that.
But how about this? Could you, on Jaime, nothing against Uncle Jaime, but Uncle Jaime, this is easy to forget. In season 2, Jaime was only in 4 episodes. And so he kind of had his own season off in a way. Now, in one of those 4 episodes, he really kind of had a spotlight on him, the 7th episode of season 2. But I would have accepted Jaime over, maybe it's a recency bias on me in that the most recent seasons of Tyrion hasn't felt like he's done much. He's felt more like a side character.
And
so.
I guess that makes sense because once you kind of ally yourself with Daenerys, who has so much power in the dragons, that makes him more of a sidekick.
Right.
And really, really more actually kind of a side table.
Listeners, what do you think? They had, and I know they had Tyrion number 1. I'm pretty sure 2 and 3 were Daenerys and Jon. Don't quote me on that. But tell me, what did you think if you were going to come up with a list of the top 100 characters in Game of Thrones? And once again, for the sake of competing with IGN, we will push King Joffrey off to the side. They had him down at 15, which was way too low. Yeah, so
ridiculous.
Just clickbait. But still, let us know.
I'm telling Mother.
All right, Catfish, are you ready? Listeners, we want you to play along with us at home. This list is crazy. So once again, Triple S, Season 7 Survivor, Quadruple S,
Season 7 Swan Song.
We're going to go through them all. If you say they're a Season 7 Swan Song, we want to hear how you think they're going to die. I don't think there are going to be any spoilers here, people. We are completely guessing. We're going to start it off with, for Theon and Yara, their antagonist, their Uncle Euron Greyjoy. Only appeared in 2 episodes so far, but it appears as if he might have a bigger role in Season 7. Is he going to survive that Season 7 expansion of his role, Catfish? Yes or no? Uncle Euron Greyjoy.
He is a quadruple S Season 7 Swan Song.
Whoa.
And in a very shocking turn of events, you know, we've seen in the trailers that he, like, they put a plank down and he walks from one to the other.
One boat to another.
Yeah. In a real shock for a person who was born in the Iron Islands, turns out he can't swim. He falls off and he drowns.
Now that would be an incredible,
capricious,
incredible death. I'm going to go the other way.
Okay, so you're going to say he knows how to swim.
Right. Yes, I will take the pro swimming Greyjoy.
Okay,
Greyjoy move, but just for reasons I can't even quite understand, and this might be my double B.
Double B.
Book bias. I am going to go that he's going to survive Season 7, make it to Season 8. Why? Well, I guess the psychology I'm thinking about here is, yes, okay, we imagine, because the trailers haven't shown us much of the White Walkers, that Season 8 would be the final battle versus the White Walkers. But I still kind of wonder if you still need some antagonists that aren't just the White Walkers in the final season. So I'm gonna say somehow Uncle Euron Greyjoy survives to still cause trouble in Season 8. Call me crazy, but that's my prediction.
I think you're crazy. I think he's a minor character that would be gone. Maybe not by drowning. But I predict drowning.
Next up on the list, he's currently Lord of the Vale. and the Erie. And his army is controlled by Littlefinger. We're talking about Robin Aaron, though. He's been out without his mom for a while. Is he going to just stay in the Vale? Will we even see him again? Robin Aaron, last we saw, he is still alive. Robin Aaron, triple S or quadruple S, Catfish?
I'm going to say he is a triple S. Season 7 survivor.
I'm going the other way.
No!
We haven't seen him in any promos. I don't know if there are any spoilers about him appearing on the Season 7, but I'm going to say he's a quadruple S Season 7 swan song.
Okay, before I tell you why I think he's not, tell me how he gets it.
All right. When we last saw Little Robin Aaron, he was learning to train how to fight. He was learning to train how to fight. His entire army has gone north. And they were theoretically in Winterfell when everybody was screaming, King of the North, King of the North, King of the North. It doesn't make logical sense that Robin Aaron would, you know, stay at home while his whole army went north. Maybe it makes sense because he can't be much of a fighter. I think he's going to go north, and I think Littlefinger is going to say, this is it, Sansa, let's kill him. You're the closest thing they have to a leader of the Vale. And so I'm saying Littlefinger takes him out.
All right, that makes complete sense the way you said it. My disagreement is that he basically has so little power and is such a puppet that they don't need to kill him off to do anything. Killing him off doesn't affect the power balance in any way, shape, or form.
No, you are complete. I'm bowing down to that wisdom, Catfish. You are completely right. This might be my book bias. I've always thought that George... Now, this is, you know, this may be true, may be a complete miscalculation by me, but I always thought George was setting up so that the seven families from the royal area, plus the Riverlands, the Tullys, and the Crownlands, the Targaryens, I thought he was always going to leave them where none of them could have any heirs. The way you could get rid of them so they can have no heirs, you got to kill Robin Aaron. So
wow,
that's my thought there. All right, let's go next up. Hot Pie. Now, Hot Pie... Last time we saw him, he was with Brienne, he was with Pod, he was pointing them to, he said, hey, I was with Arya, let them know that Arya Stark was still alive. Hot Pie, there's no guarantee that he'll be in this season, but just in case he is he a triple S, quadruple S? Catfish, let's hear it.
I am going to say that he is a triple S.
I'm agreeing with you, a triple S.
Yes.
Do you think he'll even be in the season?
Well, I'm trying to now quickly think of an S that means he's season
he's
seven.
He's a double S.
He's a season seven silence. Oh, silenced season seven.
Oh, I was going to call him a season skipper.
Season
he's
skipper.
Skipping the season.
Oh, season seven skipper.
Season seven skipper. Good news for Hot Pie. You're going to make it.
There's two kinds of triple S's.
To be honest, I think there's a chance he could. A lot of people are traveling from the north to south. South for Melisandre, who knows? I think there's a chance we will see High Pie. Why not?
Well, if we do,
yeah.
And winter is coming, pretty soon he's going to be lukewarm pie.
Obara Sand, Catfish. She is the sand snake. This is going to sound terrible, but the one with the spear, since it's sometimes difficult to describe them. Obara Sand, I fight for Dorne. Season 7 survivor or season 7 swan song?
I say quadruple S.
I do too.
She is a season 7 swan song. And what happens is, you know, a lot of people get taken out directly by other people in this show. But I foresee a lot of people just having accidents. So I say she trips and impales herself on her own sword.
No, there are going to be a lot of battles this season if you go by the trailer. I think she's dead. I think she dies in one of them. Obara Sand, you fought for Dorne. You lost.
All right.
Night's Watch, Ed. If I'm not mistaken, the only character with a name that we actually know up at the wall, every other character with a name is dead at the wall or left the wall. So Night's Watch, Ed. Triple S, quadruple S.
I say he is a quadruple S. Quadruple S swan song.
All right, so Catfish.
And from now on, he's known as Night's Watch Dead Ed.
Oh, Dead Ed. Oh, boy, this is tricky. I'm going to say triple S. I'll say he survives.
All right, he's dead. Ed's dead.
Who's going to kill him? How's he going to die?
I think, this is tricky.
Yeah?
What if, do we agree someone's dead if they come back? As a White Walker?
Right, yeah. If you die, okay.
I think Ed becomes a White Walker.
Whoa, that's pretty good. You one of their whites, the Army of the Dead.
Yeah.
All right, this next one, Catfish, is a special one.
This is tricky.
It's tied to Ed.
This is tricky.
The wall.
Just the wall.
The ice wall, which runs the 300 miles along the north border, separating the north from the lands of always winter and the domain of the White Walkers and the haunted forest. Is the wall going to survive season 7?
Season 7, the wall might come down. It doesn't have to be the whole wall. As we know from the books and also probably the show, the wall goes, it's very long.
Right, but is it going to survive?
It's just that, and the only reason why we see there where they are is because there's not a lot of people in the watch anymore. There's much more places where the watch used to be, much more.
There were 19 castles along the wall. We're told that only 3 are manned. The one we pay attention to, Castle Black, keeps having so many battles, you would assume at a certain point that it's not manned too well either. So is it the wall going to survive? Yes or no?
I say it's a triple S. Season 7 survivor, simply because there's apparently so many ways to get through from the north to the south. There's so many holes in the wall, I say they can still get through.
All right, I'm going quadruple S.
Quadruple S.
I don't think it'll happen until possibly the very last shot of the season, but I don't see the wall surviving season 7.
So you see the White Walkers destroying part of the wall.
They're getting through. Let me put it that way. That's so if a wall, yeah, if you can get through a wall.
What about all the cubbies?
Maybe the ice spiders climb it. So it's funny that I let Night's Watch Ed live, but I'm saying the wall won't last. So I'm saying the wall's gone at the very end.
All right. I say that it survives, but they go through one of the cubbies and turn Ed into a White Walker.
All right. Next up on the list, everybody's favorite college dropout. Are they a triple S or quadruple S?
Are you talking about Qyburn?
Oh, he did it past the Citadel. He's not a maester. He got kicked out, so he's a... Oh, yeah, I guess he's not a college dropout so much as a college kickout. Qyburn.
Qyburn. I say Qyburn is a quadruple S season 7 swan song.
Oh, man. Call me crazy. I guess I don't like killing people too much. I'm saying he's a triple S season 7 survivor.
Oh, wow. And I say what happens is there are people who deal with tigers and lions, some in shows, some in zoos, and they manage, and one day they just make a mistake. Uh-oh. And they get mauled or eaten.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah, I say Frankengrigor ends up just crushing him. It's a semi-mistake. Like, he means to, like, correct Qyburn, and instead he just crushes his skull.
You're saying he's going to get the Siegfried or Roy. I can't remember which one got it. Treatment. His own creation kills him.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Boy, I don't know why. I'm going to give him a pass. All right. Gendry, Catfish. We haven't seen this Gendry since season 3. Triple S, quadruple S.
I say he's a triple S. He's a season 7 survivor and not a season 7 skip. I say we see him in season 7. By this point, he looks like The Rock. His arms are so strong from rowing.
Yeah, of course.
I say we see him. And he survives. What about you?
Quadruple S.
Oh,
He's gone.
We don't see him for years. He comes back and then he's gone?
Doesn't that remind you what happened to Rickon and Osha from last season?
Oh.
I bet they brought Rickon and Osha back last season just for them to pop up and die. I could see Gendry having a similar fate here. He's going to go down swinging. I don't know how, but maybe trial by combat. He's going down.
Okay.
Nice
All
try,
right.
Gendry.
We disagree there.
All right. Somebody who's kind of already dead, Benjen Stark.
Yeah, what are we going to say here? I say Benjen is a triple S season 7 survivor.
I'm going the other way, quadruple S.
Oh, man. So how does he get it?
Well, okay. Now, this one I'm really afraid to say. I don't know spoilers, but this is my thought based on a trailer. If this turns out to be true, listeners, you can hate me. I apologize for predicting it. What do we know about Uncle Benjen? He dropped off Bran and Mira Reed about a mile from the wall and said, later, losers, and he took the horse. Why not bring him to the wall, give them the horse? Bran can't use his legs. You took the horse. So, jumping forward, in, I believe, both trailers, there's a scene of a guy on a horse.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that guy's Benjen. But whose horse do I think that is? I think that's Benjen's horse. So I wouldn't be surprised if Uncle Benjen gives up his horse so one of our heroes can escape and ride away, and Benjen sacrifices
himself. But he won't give it to Bran.
Right, exactly. Right.
What a dick.
Or how about this? I got this. We know that Dragonglass kills the White Walkers. We know that Benjen's got a piece of Dragonglass in his chest. What if Jon Snow is fighting the White Walkers and he doesn't have his sword or anything? He's like, crap, where's some Dragonglass? And he's like, Uncle Benjen, come here for a minute. Yes, Jon, how can I? What? You're reaching into my chest. That's my sad fate I'm claiming for Uncle Benjen.
Okay, so I just want to make this clear.
Yep.
You're saying that somebody reaches into his chest, grabs the Dragonglass,
which is keeping him alive, right? And then uses it as a weapon against another one.
Got it.
All right,
so the Dragonglass is like Iron Man's heart.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So it's certainly interesting.
What is very good so far, Catfish, I can't tell you how many names we've gone, but the only one we're sure will live is Hot Pie. Varys the Spider, Catfish. Let's hear it. What do you think?
Triple S Season 7 Survivor.
We agree. Season 7 Survivor. Varys has got to make it till the very end. I definitely don't think he can live throughout all the books. But does that mean he dies this season? No, I think he makes it till the finals.
Yeah, they still need him and all his information that he can get. I think that's very helpful. Also,
yeah,
he's already a survivor.
He sure is. He sure is.
He survived the loss of some very important stuff.
Plus, we got to find out what. Remember that his backstory is they cut off his manhood, threw it into a fire. The old wizard did, the mage did. And when his manhood burnt in the fire, some voice said something. And so I think we have to figure out and hear what that is. I don't imagine we'll hear it until season 8. Let's give him a pass.
Here's a spoiler alert. Here's what that voice said.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow.
Catfish, Edmure Tully. Edmure, we saw him in season 3. He didn't appear again until season 6. When Jaime threatened the life of his child, Edmure ratted out his castle, ratted out his uncle, let the Frey and Lannister troops into River Run. From what we were told, he ended up back in the castle there at the Twins. Theoretically, he was down in the dungeons when Arya did her delicious Frey pie. Edmure, are we going to see him? Is he going to survive? Is he going to die?
Quadruple S Season 7 Swan Song for Edmure Tully.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
How could you do that to him? Is he still on Outlander? Give the actor a job, Catfish.
He's a triple T tongue-tied Tully.
Oh, wow.
And by that, I mean, for the horrible stuff he did, they're going to cut his tongue out and tie it around his...
And that's how he'll die, lack of tongue, or...
Well, he's going to be bleeding on one end and restricted in blood on the other. You figure it out.
I suppose there's a chance he's a season 7 skipper, mm-hmm. but I'll let him survive.
Okay.
Catfish, we got another guy who loves to die, Beric Dondarrion. He is a shot in the most recent trailer, which gets everybody hyped when he's lighting up his flaming sword. Season 7 Survivor, Season 7 Swan Song.
I think he finally gets the peace that he wants, and he dies for good. I say Season 7 Swan Song for him.
I do, too. I think we see him in a battle there in the trailer. I think that battle takes his life. Nice knowing you, Beric.
Yeah. Nice knowing you, and then nice knowing you again, and then nice knowing you again.
Beric, another one, just like Edmure Tully, only showed up in Season 3, then came back for Season 6. Because of the trailer, we know he's in Season 7. Catfish, my friend from Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think's going to happen to her? Missandei!
Well, I'm just going to say this because you will be inconsolable if she dies. So I'm going to say she is a Season 7 survivor.
I'm going to say the same. Let's give her some surviving. Missandei.
There's still a chance for her to half consummate her relationship with Grey Worm.
Okay, well, how about this? If we both think she survives, will she go as far as she can with Grey Worm this season?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Remember, sometimes it's just the berries and the twig is still there.
If it's okay, I won't think about Grey Worm's twig too much, Catfish.
Okay.
Thoros of Myr, Catfish. Another one was in Season 3, introduced in Season 3, disappeared again until his brief reprise in Season 6. Thoros of Myr. I think he's a quadruple S. I think he's dead.
I agree. Thoros of Myr, later Gator. Now, how does Thoros die for you?
honestly, I think he's going out in the same battle that's taken Beric. They're going to face some people. He's going to be fighting for his lord, the Lord of Light, the R'hllor. And I think his light's going to get snuffed. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's going to get snuffed by Beric. Again, another horrible accident on Game of Thrones.
Nymeria Sand, Catfish.
Oh.
Lovely actress Jessica Henwick. Currently, apparently, the best thing on the show Iron Fist, which also features Loras Dorrell, a.k.a. Finn Jones. She is Colleen Wing on that TV show on Netflix. But she is Nymeria Sand on Game of Thrones. What do you think? Survive or die?
I think death. I think death. She is a season 7 swan song for her, along with her sister.
Okay, I do too. How will they go out? Listen, Dorne currently has 4 characters. It has 3 sand snakes and it has Ilaria Sand. Do any of them survive this season? I don't know, but I could definitely see sand snakes dying in a battle.
Well, I don't want to spoil it because we haven't covered Ilaria Sand, but I think the sands of the hourglass are...
Let's get to somebody who's been around since season 1.
Mm-hmm.
Theon Greyjoy.
Oh, Theon.
He had a very eventful season 6. Went from running from Ramsay's hunters to ending up sailing back to Westeros from Meereen as part of Daenerys' giant fleet. Theon, yay or nay?
Now, this is tough because so far I think I've held on to most of the people. I don't think they're going to get rid of a lot of people this year, at least from this list. But I think he's an important person. They're going to say we're going to have to give up on some people. So I feel like I'm going on a ledge, but I'm going to say he is a season 7 swan song.
Whoa, I disagree. I think he's a season 7 survivor.
I think you're probably right, but I had to go with it. I think he finally goes too far with his sister. Boom.
That would be a great death. Speaking of somebody who would give a great death for Queen Daenerys.
Also someone who's missing some things in the male department.
Grey Worm. Mm. Grey Worm, what do you think?
I think Grey Worm.
Yeah.
Season 7 survivor. I was going to say swan song, but I think he's a survivor.
Quadruple S, Catfish. It's his swan song.
How do you think Grey Worm goes down?
Well, I'm sorry these aren't too creative, but there are a lot of battles, and there aren't many characters left that we know. So, how are you going to get rid of characters we know? You got it. Somebody's got to die in these battles to give them emotional weight. I think Grey Worm's going to fight valiantly. He'll fight bravely, but Grey Worm will die.
But not before spoiling Missandei for any other man, Bubba.
Well, now you know why I want him to die, but... Everybody's favorite best supporting is he going to make it out of season 7 alive, Catfish? If he's even alive now, Gregor the Mountain Clegane.
Well, I say that he is a survivor because after killing Qyburn, he eats him for sustenance. I don't know how I could say Qyburn would die and then the person who's keeping Frank and Gregor alive, that Frank and Gregor could stay alive. But that's what I'm saying. Qyburn dead, Frank and Gregor alive. Season 7 survivor. How about you?
Boy, I felt pretty confident in all my picks so far. I'm going to go crazy and also agree with you. He survives. This is one I really don't feel good about. There feels like there's a shot in the trailer of the mountain coming for Clegane Bowl. Hashtag get hype. But I don't know. I'm seeing him survive too. This is crazy.
Cersei needs somebody on her side.
Well, if she dies this season, well, we'll get to her in a bit too. But all right.
Well, but we've disagreed on this, and I thought we already talked about Cersei.
We did. We're going to refresh it. So we're both saying Gregor Clegane, the mountain. Frank and Gregor survives. Somebody who's just as strong as Gregor has nothing in common with our next person. It's Samwell Tarly. Samwell. He's reading books, reading scrolls, taking care of the baby with Gilly. Samwell Tarly, what do you think?
I'm so confident that I'm ready to put him. He's definitely a season 7 survivor. He almost might be, except for maybe one or two scenes, a season 7 skipper. It feels like the knowledge that he needs to get is not going to come in handy. So maybe we'll just see a few scenes of him. I think he definitely doesn't mix things up this season.
I think he survives as well. Let's tip our cap to Samwell learning down in Old Town.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to leave my babe here with my dad. Then he's like, what am I thinking? It's free sex.
Now, somebody who is a double F fan favorite, Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she going to survive, or is she going to die to go make more movies as Captain Phasma in Star Wars?
My question is, how come she's a fan favorite? She fails at pretty much every job she's been assigned. People don't pay attention.
Yeah, that's a good call.
She fails at every job. Well,
she does jobs well past their sell date. You know, she did get Stannis. It was too late for any of the people she cared about who wanted to protect them from Stannis. But Brienne, let's hear it. I'll go first. I don't know why, and I'm going to have a hard time coming up with a good reason why. Swan song.
Ooh.
Swan song for Brienne of Tarth. That is Bubba's. That is my official Bubba prediction.
Well, like you said, I mean, I think we need to have some people that we care about die, and we definitely care about Brienne. The only thing that I would say is I think she's a season 7 survivor because, as we were talking about before, she was probably supposed to die in season 7, but she's always at least a half year late in things she's supposed to do. So I think she's a season 7 survivor.
I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna say that. How is she gonna die? Ooh, how about this? Littlefinger and Sansa. We know they're doing double N.
Double N.
North naughtiness. So I'm going to say somehow Littlefinger's scheming gets rid of her, which would truly be tragic.
Mm.
I don't know why. That is a terrible guess, but I'm guessing her. Here's somebody.
Uh-huh.
Here's somebody who's always trying out the latest looks, Jaqen H'ghar. Is he even in it? Is he going to survive? Is he going to die? Let's hear it.
I say I'm going to give a very sharp prediction here.
All right.
I'm going to say he's a season 7 skipper. But we'll see him in season 8. That his story is not done, but he's not in this season.
I'll go there. I'll agree with you, Catfish. That sounds good. I'll agree.
Now, the only caveat is...
Yeah?
We're definitely not going to see him. Right? But we might see Arya as him. But I would say it's not really him.
Okay, Catfish. Let's talk about our next double B.
Double B.
Bleached blonde. It's Daenerys Targaryen. Any way that she's a quadruple S and doesn't survive?
Absolutely not. There is no freaking way.
I'm with you. No way.
There is no way she dies. I would bet $1,000.
Ooh, I like this bet.
That she's alive at the end of the series.
Ooh, I'd take that bet.
Would you really?
I'd take that. I think she's going to survive this one. Are my odds good enough to think that she'll survive season 8? I might take that bet.
It's 50-50.
Not 50-50. Who knows what the right... Somebody knows the answer.
I've said this on this podcast several times.
Okay, so let's move on. You've said it. All right, so...
Okay, great. No, that I think that it's going to end up being Daenerys and Jon sharing the throne.
Oh, boy. We're going to get some action on that in the offseason. I don't see it at all.
Okay.
All right, Catfish, why don't you tell us about this next character on the list?
I would, except his name is Jon Royce.
Okay, yeah, so tell us about him. Who is he?
Well, he's a guy who does. He has a very abnormal name, because most people, first name, it's not Jon, W-A-Y-A-W-N. Sorry.
Like Jon.
Jon, it's not Jon, it's like John, but with a Y.
All right, so
that's Jon Royce.
We call him... The Green Bay Packers football coach, who just happens to be leading the Knights of the Vale. Jon Royce, he's been around a while. He's the guy who is trying to teach little Robin Aaron to fight. Said he looked like somebody with, how do you describe him again? It was very offensive how he described Robin Aaron's fighting style. Last we saw him was episode 10 of season 6. He was up there, the forces of the Vale were in the Winterfell Hall when everybody screamed, King of the North, for Jon Snow. Jon Royce, very minor character. Survive or dead, what do you think?
I'd say it's a swan song.
How's he go out?
He goes out. They have a big fight. He goes out.
I will say swan song too, because I think Littlefinger is going to try some double Ds.
Double Ds.
Dirty deeds.
Mm-hmm.
And cause friction in the north. And so part of that friction might be causing some of his own troops, like Jon Royce, to die.
Well, some of this friction, is that what you're talking about when he was doing things with Sansa?
No, sorry. Dear Lord. All right, everybody's favorite right-hand man, who doesn't have a right hand, Jaime Lannister.
Oh, I'm not willing to bet outrageous amounts of money like I am with Daenerys, but I feel very strongly that he is a season 7 survivor. There are like 6 characters that I think we will see till the end. That will survive until at least the last 2 or 3 episodes of the entire show, and I think he's one of them.
I can't remember what I said when we did our Book Bitch and Jamie segment, but I imagine he's going to survive as well. Triple S, season 7 survivor.
You know, now that I said that, I think I'm going to be changing the answer I said on Cersei before.
All right, Ghost. Jon Snow, King of the North's direwolf, hasn't shown up much, but these direwolves have not had a healthy lifestyle.
They have
on the
not.
Show.
They have not. You know, you can't pick your adoptive parents, but if these direwolves could have, they would have chosen some other family.
Well, is the White Wolf going to survive, Catfish? Yes or no? Let's hear it.
I say yes. Season 7 survivor.
Eesh, boy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. People are talking about The Last Hero a lot. In that event being recreated. So if these people know what they're talking about, if they don't, I'm pretty sure it did involve a dog dying. So I'm saying Ghost becomes a ghost.
He gives it up. He gives up.
I'm saying Ghost becomes a ghost. Every single person watching this show goes nuts when they kill another direwolf. Ghost gets got, is what I'm saying. Davos Seaworth.
Anytime you say knuckle up, he says sorry.
So what does that mean? He survives or dies? What do you think?
I believe that Davos is a season 7 swan song.
Whoa. So you are saying a double D.
Double D.
Dead Davos. Davos.
Yes.
How's he go?
Yes. Well, I think he goes in some naval battles.
Oh, that's good. I'll kill him too. How? I don't know. But he's dead. Drogon.
No freaking way.
Is a dragon going to die?
No freaking. You know what? This is what I'll say to you.
Yeah.
I believe that a dragon will die.
Well, all three are on the list, so Drogon is the one that lives.
Okay. Drogon lives for sure.
I'll grant you that and go.
He's the Mac Daddy.
Well, I hope so. Drogon, you're good. Here's a character who doesn't quite measure up, Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah. Number 1 on some people's list, number 12 in our hearts. Tyrion Lannister. Tyrion's in that small group of people that will last until at least the 6th episode of the 8th season.
I like that. I like that bet. And I wouldn't be surprised if that 6th episode of the 8th season is when he says goodbye.
Okay. When they tell someone, dig a grave, a small one.
Now here's a character who everybody loves. Randall Tarly, Lord of Hornhill. Randall Tarly, we met him in just 1 episode. Sam has been talking about him for years. Randall Tarly, he let his son get away with a sword all the way to Old Town. Randall Tarly, yay or nay on his life insurance policy?
First, I have to say, again, and we played it on last week's episode, he gave us a very fascinating tour.
Fascinating. Yes, very specific.
Well, it was worth every penny we paid for it. I hate to say it.
No.
I think Randall Tarly will show up. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going to let a sword being taken away from him. He's just not just going to let that go. So I say he's going to get on the road and he's going to meet his untimely end.
I think he's a swan song as well.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to get that sword back and he gets it back in the worst way, if you know what I mean. Stabby, ouch. Now, here's one, Catfish, that it hurts to write. I think everybody, when they talk about characters they enjoy, everybody loves a cutthroat. Braun. The sellsword, upjump sellsword. I still don't think he's a knight. Braun.
God, I would hate for him to go.
God, it hurts me to say it. We got to kill people. Braun, goodbye. He's gone. I bet, how about this? I'll give him a good death by dragonfire.
Ooh, I like that. I'm to say Braun also. Sayonara, Braun. You know what would have killed him worse than being lit on fire?
What?
Just staying at home and being a stay-at-home dad. Would have killed him. He likes the life of action. He wouldn't want to die any other way. Well, I take that back. He might want to die some other way than being burned on fire.
Right.
It's a different kind of fire.
Yeah.
And then he contracts like a very strong venereal disease.
Oh, no. Oh, terrible.
And so he does experience a certain kind of fire.
Edit. All right, here's a big one.
Uh-huh.
Peter Baelish, a.k.a. Littlefinger.
God, he has become, it seems like every season they sort of bring somebody up, somebody that's been around, but they bring them up and they make them like the big bad.
Give them
now,
an
Baelish has been around from the beginning.
Will he make it to season 8?
I'm going to say...
That is tough. That is tough.
I mean, I can't see how Sansa and Jon are able to unite their forces with Baelish around causing trouble.
Maybe that's what the show wants, drama.
Well, obviously they do want drama, and if we get rid of him, who do we have that's a big bad? We still kind of sympathize with Cersei.
Right.
You know?
Sure, okay. Blew all those people up, sympathize?
Well, but they weren't great people. They weren't the best.
Here we have
They weren't the best.
St. Peter's been replaced by catfish
here. They weren't the best.
Just get to it. Give it to me.
Okay, I say...
Baelish, let's hear it. Littlefinger, what's going on? I'll go first. He's gone. Swan song.
Okay, and I will disagree with you. I say that he, however, is left kind of powerless and scrambling...
Ooh, that's a good call.
...at the end of the season.
That's a good call.
So he's sort of been banished and has to sort of reconnect with Cersei. Spoiler alert, if she's still around. But I think that he's alive. How do you think he gets it?
The only way that makes sense in this world is for Sansa to kill him. But Sansa herself is not a killer. So does he get fed to dogs? What would be great? Maybe he... I almost feel like there should be some symmetry. Now, he didn't push Bran out the window, but if somebody pushed him out the window, you know, what's a death that he would have... Maybe poison. Wasn't he? He didn't do it, but he was behind the poisoning of Jon Arryn. So maybe some poison gets
him. I would like... Now, again, I think he gets away. But I think...
But he pushed Lysa out the moon door. Maybe somebody pushes him, the equivalent of it.
I would say if he was going to die, it'd be little Lyanna Mormont giving him a shiv just in the back.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Just get in the back.
We got one direwolf we haven't seen since season 1, and that maybe that explains why it's lived so long. Nymeria the direwolf catfish, yay or nay?
Season 7 skipper. So she survives just simply by not showing up to get killed.
I killed Ghost. I got to let one wolf live. Let's let Nymeria, the lone wolf. What do they say? The pack survives, but the lone wolf dies. I'm going to have one lone direwolf survive, and it'll be Nymeria.
Okay.
All right, Sir Friendzone. Jorah Mormont, he is dying, but is he going to die quickly or slowly with the grayscale?
I say he dies while, and I don't have the specifics, he dies specifically saving Daenerys.
This season.
This season. Okay. And I don't mean just like whatever. I mean almost something as cliched as like he steps in front of an arrow for her or something like that.
If he stepped in front of an arrow, it would just bounce off his rocky
his scale. Yeah. So I think he comes back and, you know, either that or he slowly spreads his disease throughout the South. But I think that
This season he's dead. I agree. This season dead. What would be the most poetic way for him to die? Oh, he gets Longclaw back. Remember, that's the sword of House Mormont. He gets it back, but then he kind of freezes like the Tin Man did in a pose. Turns to rock in a pose.
I like it.
And then becomes a statue there. Now, here's somebody who we left in really great shape. She was doing great. She was at the spa on the table at the end of season 6. Septa Eunella. She was getting special service from Frank and Gregor. Now, that is too cold to even joke about. I apologize. Septa Eunella. When we left her, she was looking bad. Looking like her priorities weren't too good. But Cersei will want to torture her for a long time. So what do you think?
Quick question, because I don't know how this exactly works out.
Yeah?
Do we consider that Frank and Gregor is still alive?
Oh, you think the bride of
Frank... Bride of Frank and Gregor.
All right.
She seemed pretty tall, right?
Bride of Frank and Gregor. Oh, my God. That is great. I love it. All right, sure. Well, I guess we consider that...
Surviving, right?
Yeah, all right.
She survives, but I know we said we only had to say what happened if they died, but I specifically say she survives as bride of Frank and Gregor.
Love it. It's up to you, Nella. I'll vote as officially not the bride. She's going to have a separation from Frank and Gregor, meaning her life. Nice knowing you, Septa Eunella. Somebody who really hasn't been on the show much, Jon Snow.
Oh, our good old friend Double M.
Mopey Moberson.
That's right.
Jon Snow. He's already died once. Is this his swan song? I'll go first. There's no way. No way you could die multiple times unless it's at the very end. Jon Snow is definitely going to survive season 7, says I.
Yep. Says I, too. I already told you it's Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
And Daenerys Targaryen. I'm the drunk.
All right. Catfish, why don't you tell everybody about this next character?
Well, this next character is like, you know, there's that great place in France called Marseille?
Yeah.
It's like that, but without the S. So Marais.
Mary. Yeah. Who's Mary? I don't remember who's Mary is.
Well, you don't remember? Well, let me tell you how she's going to die.
No. Well, I want you to first explain who Mary is. Mary was in season 6, episode 10, Catfish. She's actually appeared in 7 episodes of Game of Thrones.
Wow. Mary. Well, I remember Mary because she's the one who's always bringing the drinks around.
Nope. I don't think she's bringing drinks, Catfish. Who is Mary? Let's hear it. She was in the last episode of Game of Thrones you saw. She's been in 7 friggin' episodes. Do you know who Mary
that
is?
That was over a year ago. I don't remember who Mary is.
Mary, in that last episode of season 6, episode 10.
When you tell me what she did, I still may not remember.
I think you will. How about this? I'll give you a clue. Last time we saw her, she wasn't getting paid.
She wasn't getting paid? I still don't get it.
Okay, last time we saw her, she wasn't getting paid, and the person who didn't pay her ended up down in Qyburn's dungeons.
The one who didn't pay her ended up... I still don't... You got to tell...
How about this?
Okay.
Run along.
Oh, God.
So that's right, Mary... has appeared in 7 episodes. She worked at Littlefinger's brothel.
Oh, God.
And the last time we saw her, she had just had a night of pleasure with Pycelle, a double P.
according to him, but not her.
a double P, a Pycelle pleasure she got, but she didn't get paid for it.
Wow.
So, wow. Mary, 7 episodes. Will she survive? Will she appear? What do you think about King's Landing?
I mean, whether she lives or dies, her life is better than it was.
Than being with Pycelle out.
Yes,
so cool.
Yes. The double P, the pain of Pycelle.
Hey.
I say she lives.
All right, sure. Let's let Mary live. Yeah.
Let's let her live.
She suffered enough.
Hey, let's let her live. So when we do this next year and you say Mary, I'll be who?
Okay.
I want her to live so I won't know who she is next year.
Somebody who is familiar to viewers as Mary... Queen Cersei.
Oh, Queen Cersei. Now I know her.
Now we have talked about her on our Double B Book Bitchin' segment. Queen Cersei, on that Book Bitchin' segment, I said she was a triple S season 7 survivor.
And somehow I had talked myself into believing that she was a season 7 swan song.
That's right.
I thought because, I remember my logic for this. My logic for this was they would take care of all the business between the mortals in season 7.
Right.
And then season 8 would be all about fighting the White Walkers.
And the army of the dead, whites, the zombies. Sure. So
I don't think I believe that now.
Oh, wait, what? So you're saying she survives?
I'm saying she's now a season 7 survivor. I mean, how long do you think they're going to actually fight the White Walkers? Let's say... I mean, first of all, do you agree with me that at one point we're going to take care of all the mortals fighting, killing, and then, joining together?
That would be
that'll be resolved first, and then the White Walkers.
Well, Catfish, what I would say is that seems very logical. That also seems very kind of formulaic, almost.
One thing
Martin has always loved to do is kind of tweak formula and convention.
Right. I mean, they could be fighting forces, and then the White Walkers come up behind, and then it's like...
So, because I thought Cersei... I thought you would have voted her the number one character on Game of Thrones. I just have a hard time seeing it. Yes, Cersei's going to die on the show, in the books, but I see her surviving this. I don't know why.
I see her surviving too, but now this has brought us to something more interesting than whether Mary lives or dies, do we think that the mortal business will be taken care of and then they'll join together, or do you think some people will be fighting the White Walkers and still fighting some people in the South?
I guess I just think it's going to be, for lack of a better term, messier than just if straight, all the South has been settled, now let's fight the Battle of the Dawn Part 2 against the White Walkers. So,
now, I can't remember where I heard this, but I did see a rumor this weekend. I don't know why it would have come out already. Perhaps because I'm sure they're planning for next season, mm-hmm. that some of next season's episodes would be feature length.
Yeah, that's a rumor that's going around. That's true.
And right. So in that case, they've got, which is silly. If you're going to do that, why don't you just do more episodes?
Well, I think there is an idea of an episode itself kind of having a beginning and an end, even if that end is a cliffhanger. And so if it takes 90 minutes to have those beginning and ends with so many fewer characters, I could see it. I'll go with it.
All right, so Cersei Lannister, she sticks around. You can hang around, girl.
Rhaegal, another dragon catfish. This is the green one.
Oh, the green one. This one's green with
envy.
So
if you're going to have the green one survive or die, you were implying that you wanted a dragon dying this year, catfish. What do you think?
I did, and you know, we got three of them, and we already talked about Drogon. Drogon's the alpha male. He's hanging around.
Well, he's Daenerys's pet, right? He's the one she rides, so if right. she survives, you would think Drogon would.
Right.
Rhaegal, what do you think? Is this the one or the gold one? But we're going to get to the gold one in a bit, but how about the green one? Yay, live, D dead.
I'm going to say double G.
Double G.
Green gone.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right. Well, how do you kill it? How do you kill a dragon? Forget how you train him. How do you kill a dragon?
Well, this has always been my contention that I don't know that I feel that Daenerys and the dragons are so overpowered, basically because they have air superiority. And we know in a war, if one person has air superiority, they pretty much rule.
Right.
But I do feel like, you know, they've got those like flaming catapults, etc. I feel like they could get lucky and bring down one.
All right. R.I.P. Rhaegal.
Now you say,
I'll say the green one lives.
Green one lives. All right.
Green one lives. Bran Stark. Everybody's favorite. I'm too lazy to walk. Bran Stark.
Bran Stark.
I'll go first. Triple S, season 7 survivor. Bran survived his brush with death when he fell out the window. Bran is with us to the end.
Yeah. Now that he's done with his Triple S. Yeah, season 6 siesta.
Well, that was a season 5 siesta.
No, I just mean like he was just hanging out.
Right.
I mean, pretty much taking a nap from everything else.
Right.
You know, doing some dream walking. You know, big whoop. Get involved with things.
All right. Dick Untarly. He also appeared only in one episode, had even fewer lines than his dad. Does Sam's younger brother, Dickon, survive?
I say no.
I don't see him surviving either.
He is a swan song.
What's a good way to kill a Dickon?
Well, what happens is, you ever seen those movies where some guy shoot somebody and the bullet goes through them and it hits the person behind him.
Oh, that's a great way. Yeah.
It's that his father's going to get a sword shoved into him. It's going to go right through him and right into Dickon.
A Tarly kebab. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'll say Dickon. Oh, he loves hunting. He was talking about shooting his arrow, so he gets an arrow. How about that?
Okay, sure, but I don't think we're going to spend time like, okay, and now at the Horn Hill
game range.
Yeah. Meanwhile, at the Tarly estate.
Mira Reed, you think Gendry has strong arms. She's been dragging Bran Stark all across the north. Mira Reed, survivor or swan song?
Well, I know she definitely is going to we agree that Bran's going to survive, so she's definitely going to live long enough to tow him to somebody else who can put him up on a horse or something. But I say that she is a quadruple S. Mira.
Whoa.
Season 7 swan song.
Whoa.
They just got rid of Jojen. Now Mira's next.
I respectfully disagree. I think Mira will survive. The books, I always felt, hinted at some possible flirtation between the two.
No, I could see some
flirtation from them finally developing now that they're back and can have baths. I'll say Mira lives.
There are a lot of characters in the books and the show who seem to might have some issues in that department.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I wonder what it says about George R. R. Martin. We got to let people have had body heart parts hacked up or are paralyzed.
Yeah.
People have performance issues.
Tyeen Sand, catfish. Tyeen, we may remember, I especially remember, where she was flirting through the bars with poisoned Bronn and tried to get his heart racing and to kill him. Tyene Sand, I think we've killed both the other sand snakes. Will Tyene survive? And all these sand snake actresses are very cute. I hope she survives. I'm going dead.
Sands through the hourglass. Tyene is done.
Well, how's she going to get him? Who's going to kill her?
Well, I think they're going to meet up with Bronn, and he's just going to bury them up to their necks.
Oh, Bronn called her the most beautiful woman in the world.
Well, you know, he's got issues, too.
Sandor the Hound, Clegane.
Okay, now this...
This guy's already had his death, too. Is he going to get a second death in Season 7? The Hound.
We really kind of put those guys together because everyone's hoping for the Clegane Bowl. Now, we both, unless I'm wrong, we both said Frank and Gregor would...
survive.
Well,
as best as he could.
Would maintain his present existence. Now, I would hate to see the Hound die.
Right.
So I think the Hound survives. Season 7 survivor.
You know, there ain't nothing worse than a double D.
Double D?
Dead dog. The Hound is dead. I'm calling it now.
How does it happen? You think he loses in Clegane Bowl?
Spoiler alert. That's what I exactly think.
George Martin loves
flaunting tradition. He's set up this brother battle since the very beginning. So many fans want the Hound to get his revenge on the brother who burned his face. But just like Oberyn Martell wanted revenge.
Horrible.
Just like Robb Stark wanted revenge for his dead dad, I could see... the Hound dying, and that would be a big shock. All right, Catfish.
So why don't you tell us about this next character?
No, Catfish.
This next character who's meant a lot to both of us throughout the show, so why don't you...
Well, I'll say the character's name.
It's Bernadette, so tell us about Bernadette.
Well, she's been in 5 episodes, Catfish, including the last episode of Season 6.
So perfect.
Catfish.
Just like Murray. Tell us more about Bernadette, Bubba.
Catfish, do you not know a character who's been on 5 episodes of Game of Thrones known as Bernadette? Why, you may not know her, listeners. She's been in a lot of episodes. She is what you would call a royal handmaid. The last time she really had a close-up function, what I believe, was when Season 4, she was the one who ratted out that Shay and Tyrion had a relationship to Queen Cersei. That was her kind of big moment for me. She's been around in the background all this time. Bernadette... I didn't know her character name was Bernadette until I looked at the cast in last episode of Season 6. Bernadette, Catfish.
Well, I'm gonna say something here. Yeah. You're just gonna have to know you're gonna edit it out.
Sure.
I prefer to handmaids.
Oh.
All right. Bernadette.
Oh, blisters, you just missed possibly a new low. Just a new low that was edited, yes.
I'm gonna say Bernadette hangs around. She does not get her just desserts in Season 7. Season 7 survivor.
I'll agree with you. Gilly and, this is a twofer, Gilly and or Baby Sam. Are they Season 7 survivors, Season 7 swan song?
I'm going to lump them in with Samwell, even though that would be painful for the two of them. And I'm going to say they are a Season 7 survivor, almost close to a Season 7 skip, like... two scenes away from a Season 7 skip.
I love that actress, Hannah Murray. Lovely actress. Been Gilly since Season 2. She's going to make it to the final season. She may be the only happy couple. They probably have always been the only happy couple, but the only couple, Sam and Gilly, that might survive the entire thing. Podrick Payne, Catfish. Double P, Podrick Payne, living or dying. He's been training to fight. Bronn taught him to fight a bit there outside River Run. When you teach somebody to fight... that means they're going to fight. If Podrick Payne is going to fight, I'm putting him in the swan song category.
Oh, I'm going to say he's a Season 7 survivor. If there's one thing we know about Podrick Payne, he's an okay fighter, but he's a much better lover.
Or so we've heard.
Well, he's good with his sword. That's all we know.
Well, hopefully somebody who doesn't know about Podrick being good with his sword, Little Lady Lyanna Mormont.
Oh, she's the one who's going to shiv Baelish. If Baelish dies, it's
no
by shiv.
There's no way.
Shiv!
They won't do a double K.
Double K.
Kid killing. Will they? They won't kill that kid, Lyanna Mormont. What do you think?
No. Double L, Little Lady. Triple L, Little Lady. Lyanna, she sticks around. She's so badass. She's sticking around.
Yeah, she might survive the whole series. I'll agree with you. She survived season 7.
So you think she might survive over Daenerys.
Yeah.
If so, you might think, even though modern listeners would think it was weird, maybe the best way to consolidate there would be is if Jon were to marry her. Now, that'd be weird.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah.
But okay, that's the way they did things back in the day.
Right, or it would, maybe Bran would marry her, even though I'm pairing Bran off with Mira. I don't know, you know?
Well, but Jon's, if everything comes out about Jon and Jon survives, then presumably he's...
Sure.
No one left.
The last dragon, the gold dragon, Viserion. This is the one I'm saying is a season 7 swan song. One of these dragons does have to die.
I know what your theory is. Nothing gold can stay.
Oh, poor
Viserion.
Let's give
it up for S.E. Hinton.
I'm going, how will a dragon die? Yeah, it's going to be something funny. I mentioned that in this one shot of the second trailer, you have Jaime carrying a giant lance, like a jousting lance, like he's going to go stab a dragon. If he's got his Valyrian steel sword at the end of that lance, could a Valyrian steel sword puncture a dragon's tough scales? I don't know why. I think the dragon does die.
I'd say it's a fiery catapult. You got to take him out of the sky first and injure the wings before you can attack him.
Westeros' greatest member of AARP, Olenna Tyrell, the Queen of Thorns.
No, she's a tough bird.
She is, but will that tough bird fly into season 8, or is she a swan song?
I think she's a swan song.
I do, too. Oh, my goodness. We're both picking this wonderful character to not make it out of season 7 alive. Oh.
Well, the thing is, think of all the great scenes she had.
Oh, yeah.
It's unlikely
you've already got her dead. You put her in past tense.
No, I mean all the she's had up to this point. I don't see her having where are those people that she could have those great scenes with? She's certainly not going to have any more scenes with Cersei.
Or her children. Her grandchildren.
Yeah. Her children, right?
All right. So she dies. She will not die of old age. I think she's going down hard. She poisoned Joffrey. I think she'll get it worse. I think she'll get, possibly red weddinged, you know, stabbed through the heart. Maybe the Sand Snake, maybe the Tarleys betray her. Somebody's gonna get her.
Well, I say that she makes a move on Cersei first, then she gets the retribution. Payback is hell.
I think she's a double G.
Double G.
Gone, Grandma. Sansa Stark.
Completely a survivor.
She's going to survive.
Completely a survivor. She's already a survivor.
She is.
She survived a bunch of bad shit.
She did. The Night King, Catfish. Will the Night King, survive season 7?
Okay.
Or is he going to get double D?
Double D.
Dragon Glass Death.
Oh, man. The only way he doesn't live is if winter is coming means nothing. And it's like, winter is coming. Okay, we'll take care of that. And
winter's
then,
over.
And
right.
The winter's over, and now we're going to take care of finish fighting. No, he's a definite season 7 survivor.
Okay, everybody's favorite old crone, Melisandre. Does the Red Woman, Melisandre, survive season 7, Catfish?
I say she is a season 7 swan song.
I say she's a season 7 survivor. Why? I'll go first and why I say she survives.
Okay.
We know that Melisandre had a prophecy, a vision, which said she was going to run into Arya Stark again. When is she going to run into Arya Stark again? I'm admittedly basing some stuff on the trailers, but where Melisandre ends up in the trailer, I don't see Arya Stark going anywhere near there. Am I implying I think Arya kills Melisandre? Maybe not, but it feels like I don't know why. I'm saying she survives. So how's she going to die? Melisandre, let's hear it, Kevin.
Complications from smoke baby birth.
Oh, dying in childbirth. That is a sad thing. All right, let's get to our last. The mother of one of our sand snakes and King Oberyn's paramour who sought revenge and killed Myrcella, Ilaria Sand.
Ooh. Just like the rest of the sand, she's gone.
Oh, boy. Is she...
The sand line completely wiped out.
Is it a double D?
Double D?
Dead Dorne.
Dead
Dorne. The death of Dorne.
I think it's the... Yes, I think it's the destruction of the Dorne storyline.
Oh, man.
Tormund Giantsbane, let me tell you about the time that I screwed Sheela the bear. Tormund.
What do you think? Tormund, yay or nay?
Well, Tormund did not survive the fate of the furious. Spoiler alert.
Hey, how many things are you going to spoil, Kevin?
So I say Tormund, GB.
Yeah.
I say he's a Season 7 survivor.
Whoa.
God love Tormund.
Well, he's the last of the wildlings we know by name, as far as I can remember. But I'm killing him.
Ooh.
Catfish. This does go to that second trailer. Remember, on the second trailer, we see Jon on that hill, on that ridge, surrounded by the army of the dead, these whites. We saw Beric Dondarrion's flaming sword. When you go through it frame by frame, like we did in our famous frame by frame analysis podcast, we saw Tormund was behind Jon. I could see Jon being the only survivor of that group on that ridge, which would mean Tormund is going up to the great bear sleeping with... the great bear fucker space in the sky.
Oh, man.
I don't want him to, but I could see.
All right, I say sticks around.
Theon's sister, Yara Greyjoy.
Okay, since I killed off Theon, this is just the way I think we need to have some Greyjoys around. Since I killed off, and I killed off Euron too because he couldn't swim, I'm going to say that, although they're on different sides, but I say that we need... that she is going to survive. She's a Season 7 survivor. No Theon. No big loss. Theon, he doesn't have what it takes anymore, clearly.
No.
But I say Yara sticks around.
I'm swan song for her.
Oh, no.
Her uncle will kill her. I'll just put it as simple as that.
Wow.
He wants her dead. He wanted her dead in the only few scenes he had. Kill her. All right, now here's one where you've got to say, is this person going to survive? Is this person going to die? Or is this person a season skipper? It's a Dario 2.0, Dario Naharis.
All right.
He was left a Marine, as good as dead.
Right. But I just want to make this clear now.
Yeah.
There are people who are around Daenerys, or sort of council.
Right.
Now, there's Grey Worm.
I killed him.
You did kill him. I didn't. There's Missandei, I think
I think for
reasons not connected to the storyline, we left her around. But she's not a great military. She's a good...
Right.
She's good, but she's not... And we got rid of Jorah.
Evil Uncle Tyrion survives, though. So.
Right, but I mean, as far as like people who are over 4 foot and know how to fight, I am going to say Dario 2.0 survives... rejoins with Daenerys.
Now that's a good one. I'm going to say a season skipper.
Okay, season skipper. Makes sense.
And our last name on this list, Catfish.
Uh-huh.
Arya Stark.
There's, believe me, after what we went through last year, there's no way Arya is one of those people, again, who's going to make it.
You can stab her in the stomach and she'll live.
She's going to make it to at least the last two or three episodes of the last season.
I agree. Whoa. Now, we've got a trick final question, Catfish.
Uh-huh.
King Joffrey. Does he return from faking his death to catch the real usurpers? Does he show up in Season 7? Yes or no?
Well, I have to be very clear because I've done this with a few other people.
Yeah.
When I say almost a Season 7 skipper, that's what Joffrey is. Almost. Because he appears in the very last scene of Season 7.
I'm with you.
It's like... You know how people were blown away when Ned, when they thought that stupid, weak, drunk Ned was going to be the hero of this series and he got killed?
Right.
So people are going to lose their ever-loving crap when they see Joffrey come back. There'll be listeners of this podcast who won't be as surprised. And for them, you know, it's a little bit of a trade-off, right? They know he's coming back. So it won't be much of a surprise, but they can know all along they kept the faith.
Amen. I'll agree with you, but I'm not sure it's necessarily the very last scene. You'll see him, but he'll be in the shadows.
Okay. Well, just like in the trailer, I saw him like six different times in the trailer when we did our trailer breakdown.
Well, Joffrey probably was a faceless man and could switch around. King now. Catfish, we end every podcast the same way.
How's that?
By telling people goodnight. My name's Bubba. You can find
me on. There's always one more thing.
Oh, there is?
Yes, there's one more thing.
Okay, what's that?
And that is we always, to inspire our listeners, we identify someone, real or fictional, who embodies, if not all of Joffrey's attributes, at least one of them, because it's hard to embody all of his attributes.
Oh, yeah.
And we nominate each one of us individually. Yeah. Nominate a Joffrey of the Week.
Oh, man.
So, Bubba, who is your Joffrey of the Week this week?
Catfish, what have I always said?
You've said that no real person can embody enough of the characteristics of Joffrey to make them a Joffrey of the Week.
That's exactly right. So it should be obvious to you who my Joffrey of the Week is.
And who is that?
Well, what do we know? Okay, so let's state the facts. So we know they're
fictional.
Right. Joffrey is known for his golden crown of blonde, beautiful hair.
Right.
So this person also has blonde hair. Joffrey is known that everybody thought King Robert would be sitting on the throne for a long time.
Right.
But kind of when, as soon as Robert was away, Joffrey was sitting on the throne mm-hmm. in the seat uh-huh. that was meant for somebody else, but
Got
they
it.
Were sitting at the seat.
Yeah.
So who's
yeah,
somebody who's blonde,
I think I know where
who
you're
is
going.
Sitting at a seat that really wasn't their seat, but they jumped in early and fictional.
Who is that?
Ivanka Trump.
Wow.
So at the G20 summit, mm-hmm. or as people are calling it when Premier Trump was away, the G19 summit.
Plus one.
Ivanka took the throne. She sat where the president sits at this summit. Joffrey, like I said, King Robert could have lived another 5-10 days, but he got bored, and so Joffrey had to jump into that seat. Ivanka Trump, my Joffrey of the Week.
Wow. Wow. Now, you were close. Now, it's amazing because I usually pick real people, and I just say, look, because no one can embody everyone,
no.
but I like to give people real people that they can aspire to.
That's it.
Unlike you, where you came up with this, I don't know, crazy Ivanka, did you say? I don't know where you came from.
All right.
Let me ask you some questions to sort of lead you to where I'm going here.
All right, lead me.
Now, did Joffrey, when he was younger, didn't Joffrey learn how to be tricky and to get people to work against each other?
Yes.
To his benefit?
Very much so.
Right? And didn't he actually punish and murder his critics?
Yes.
Right? Right? And doesn't he take other people's leaders and twist them around his finger?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
So,
you've given it away who it is,
uh-huh.
Catfish.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Phil Jackson, GM of the Knicks.
That is close.
It would have been
a couple weeks ago before he got fired for all that.
Okay.
But for me.
For you.
Because he's able to silence his critics.
Yeah, and they stay silent once he silences
yeah,
them.
And then able to manipulate other intelligent world leaders to manipulate them and to subvert their other processes. For me,
yeah.
my Joffrey of the Meek is the meek and the weak is Vladimir Putin.
Man, there is nobody who rides a horse identical to Joffrey other than Putin.
Exactly true.
When Putin takes off his shirt, it's like I'm looking at Joffrey's chest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And his face. It's like I'm seeing a tattoo of Joffrey's face on
right.
Putin's body.
Golden white. They've never seen the sun, just like Joffrey's face. Wow. So that's it, Catfish. We are just a few days away. We have waited so long. Season 7, I think it could be the best season ever. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Wow. I hate it when you set your expectations high because
that is a mistake. That's
you
a mistake.
Usually get disappointed when you have high expectations.
I know.
So I'm just looking forward. I guess we all kind of have high expectations because it's been so long.
So long.
And we just want to see all these characters again. And next week, we'll be talking about actual things that happened on the actual show.
Incredible.
Amazing. We won't be talking about tours or shows that we saw or reading from spoiler chapters.
Oh, man.
Gleaned from Reddit.
So why download?
We got exactly what, no, but this now, this
oh, yeah,
is
this,
it.
I'm,
this is how we riled everybody up. Everybody's frothing at the mouth for the next Joffrey of Podcasts.
And you can find me on Twitter at Fintrim, FITTENTRIM, at Fintrim on Twitter.
Catfish, CJGman67.
Edit.